Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Any excuse to play CMAT, and that of course was her fab hit, Take a Sexy Picture of Me. And she is one of a number of acts that have been announced for next year's Electric Picnic. It has sent social media into a frenzy. To chat about the lineup, I'm now joined by the Deputy Editor of Hot Press Magazine, Stuart Clark, and from the Point of Everything podcast and the Irish Examiner, Ona Sullivan. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Do you know what? I think this gives people a lift on this rather cold, rather wet December day to look ahead to next summer, to next August, and to think about EP happening. Stuart, what do you think of this? Bring us through the lineup that we know so far, and what do you think of it?
Gorillaz, who are headlining on the Saturday, Fontaines DC bringing the curtain down on Sunday, CMAT, Somber, Zara Larsson, Skepta, Wonder Horse, Role Model and Geese. Very varied, a bit more rocky than some years. It's interesting, when I speak to UK and American acts, they go, your festivals are so diverse. Like last year, they're going, the Wolf Tones? Really? But it works. So I think that does show how broad a base now the Picnic caters for.
What do you think of the announcement in comparison to previous years?
For me, it's almost like I picked the lineup. But you know what? People sometimes go, oh, it's not as good as last year. But then they do another two or three announcements. You know, the sort of last lot of acts gets announced at the end of July. It always ends up being a really good broad-based festival. And the other thing is it's really sort of 12 festivals in one now. A lot of people just go to the comedy tent or they spend the whole weekend in Fishtown or the Salty Dog. It's all things to a lot of people. And also, it's now one of those really established European festivals like Glastonbury. Apparently, ticket sales from, you know, continental Europe have shot up the last two or three years. So bands want to play it. It's got a really good reputation.
Is it normal to know the headliners this early, Stuart?
I think it is a bit early. And it's not just the lucrative Christmas present market, you know, because it sold out within nanoseconds before anything had been announced. Like Glastonbury, you could put you and me on the main stage.
They'd come in their droves, Stuart.
we'll talk about it one of these days. But no, it does seem actually quite early this year. And it's put a smile on a lot of people's faces.
Yeah, one of those 80,000 people, if you have got those tickets when they went on sale in September, I'd say you are delighted with this lineup so far. To come to you, Owen, Fontaines DC closing out the festival on Sunday. How big of a moment is that for Irish music?
I think it's a great culmination for them as well. And they're still so young. They're still in their mid-20s, maybe late-20s at this stage. But they played to 50,000 people in London during the summer. They also headlined All Together Now Festival in Ireland this summer as well. But I guess Electric Picnic is the next step up, 80,000 people. And I'm guessing that 95% of them will want to get Fontaines DC because it does really feel like it'll be a moment. I just can't believe that it's what, 9 months away?
And that we're all so excited about it so far. I think what's caught our attention this time is to see that their first two big acts, well, other than the Gorillaz, obviously, who are playing, are two Irish acts. You know, that's what they're plugging here for people. It used to be about going to see the big international acts and this was the chance to get to see them in a festival environment in Ireland. Certainly when I was going to Oxygen or EP back in the noughties. Now it's about selling our own acts and that's what people are getting excited about. Is that a change, Owen?
Is it a change? I mean, Hozier headlined this summer You've had the likes of Niall Horan and Codeline kind of headlining in previous years. But there is something a little bit different, I think, about Fontaines DC and CMAT, because you can track their trajectory right from the very bottom, playing gigs to like tiny rooms or half-filled rooms, and seeing them constantly going up a step, whether that's selling out their first venue in Dublin, selling out Vicar Street last winter, this time last year. Fontaines DC played two nights at a sold-out three arena. CMAT is playing a sold-out three arena this Friday. And it just seems like it's just unbelievable to see them like constantly going up and up and up on that musical ladder. And it does feel like, I mean, Electric Picnic is probably the pinnacle for them.
Sure, to come to you on that, between Fontaines and CMAT, and there could be other acts, of course, announced who are Irish, do you think we're seeing a changing of the guard in Irish music here?
Without doubt. Go back to your original point. When I first came to Ireland, it was almost frowned upon if it was an all-Irish lineup. Whereas now I imagine you could put together a 95% Irish lineup and people would just flock to it. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in the weekend we'll be getting either Amble and Kingfisher, who are properly world famous in Ireland. There's a confidence, I think, in Irish music now. We used to look to London and LA for validation, but now we're happy enough to just say, no, we like this ourselves. And the fact, in a way, that we claim ownership of bands like Amble and Kingfisher, they've been word of mouth. They didn't really need me or News Talk or whoever to plug them. They just built it up, you know, one fan at a time. And as you were saying there, you know, it's gone from tiny stages to big ones. And people have this sense of pride. And with Amble and Kingfisher, I think there is, the two Johnnies says, the revenge of the coal sheets. I think people claim ownership because they're not from Dublin. They're seeing them in their local pubs and clubs.
Us cultures always knew we were cool. It was just you city people didn't understand that. That's
absolutely
all it was. And to give people a sense of Fontaines DC and how big they are globally now.
Well, they're huge. And not only are they massive, but, you know, everybody name drops them. Whoever goes to see them. I talk to a lot of musicians, a lot of actors, and they're like, oh, my God, Fontaines DC. And what was interesting, I was talking to someone the other day, to crack America or overseas, in the olden days, you had to make what was known as your American record. You made it mainstream, glossy, and it sounded kind of international. Whereas now you can be as Irish as you want to. The reference point can be as veiled or as local. People will make the effort in America to understand the references. They'll invest more. And it's the differences that people celebrate now rather than needing to all sound the same. So I think, you know, Fontaines DC with Greer and the lyricism, you know, it fascinates overseas people.
As does Kneecap, I think, as does CMAT when we see them perform. Owen, does this work to inspire more Irish acts to aim for that top of the bill headliner closing night position in the coming years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Irish acts have gotten so smart in terms of the music industry. We're constantly seeing new acts, the likes of Gurriers come to mind. I mean, Kneecap are another band who are totally doing it on their own, just their own ideas and taking it to levels we haven't seen before. And I mean, Fontaines DC are so great live. They're so great on albums. And they've come out of, I mean, they came out of music college in Ireland, that people are in Dublin, that new bands are coming out of there all the time. They're seeing the picture literally on the wall of Fontaines DC, on the wall of BIM Music College in Dublin City. And they're thinking, well, if they can do it, why can't we do it? Before, bands might have left Dublin, might have gone to London, might have gone to LA, like Stuart said. But like, they're not anymore. They can make it worldwide from their living room in Dublin.
Which is brilliant to see. Stuart, come to you finally. I mean, I remember going to festivals sort of straight off the back of the Leaving Cert, definitely all through my college years. It felt like an absolute rite of passage. Has the audience changed, though, over the past decade? Are people sort of going now right across the age range and perhaps for different reasons?
It's really interesting. I was looking at Chapel Rowan last year. She was outstanding. And the music industry has changed beyond all recognition. But the relationship she has with her audience is no different to me in The Clash. It really isn't. But you were saying about festivals. I remember the trip to Tip when they added a second stage. You know, what sort of wizardry was that? Now there's about 34 stages, a million different zones. Someone from Glastonbury was across here a few years ago talking to me. So you do not realize, for a country of your size, how many brilliant promoters and amazing festivals you have. You really punch above your weight. And I said, yeah, I know.
Well, we're going to be speaking to Tom Dunn a little later in the programme about Mother, the label that U2 started, Pierre, back in the 80s, to try and encourage Irish bands, because there was just no infrastructure around music back then to help them get on their feet. So it's incredible to see the journey that they have been on. Stuart, and thank you so much for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder here. I'm looking trip to tip, 1997, The Prodigy. Headlined, I will never forget it. It absolutely lashed, and they were sensational. Oh, what good days they were.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here. We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.